Chapter 52. That a man ought not to reckon himself worthy of consolation, but more worthy of chastisement. O Lord, I am not worthy of thy consolation, nor of any spiritual visitation. And therefore thou dealest justly with me when thou leavest me poor and desolate. For if I were able to pour forth tears like the sea, still should I not be worthy of thy consolation. Therefore am I nothing worthy save to be scourged and punished, because I have grievously and many a time offended thee, and in many things have greatly sinned. Therefore, true account being taken, I am not worthy even of the least of thy consolations. But thou, gracious and merciful God, who willest not that thy works should perish, to show forth the riches of thy mercy upon the vessels of mercy, Romans 9, verse 23, vouchsafest even beyond all his own deserving to comfort thy servant above the measure of mankind. For thy consolations are not like unto the discoursings of men. What have I done, O Lord, that thou shouldst bestow any heavenly comfort upon me? I remember not that I have done any good, but have been ever prone to sin, and slow to amendment. It is true, and I cannot deny it. If I should say otherwise, thou wouldst rise up against me, and there would be none to defend me. What have I deserved for my sins but hell and everlasting fire? In very truth I confess that I am worthy of all scorn and contempt, nor is it fit that I should be remembered among thy faithful servants. And although I am unwilling to hear this, nevertheless I will for the truth's sake accuse myself of my sins, that the more readily I may prevail to be accounted worthy of thy mercy. What shall I say, guilty that I am, and filled with confusion? I have no mouth to utter, unless it is this word alone. I have sinned, Lord, I have sinned. Have mercy upon me, forgive me. Let me alone, that I may take comfort a little, before I go whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death.
Job 10, verses 20 and 21.
What dost thou so much require of a guilty and miserable sinner, as that he be contrite and humble himself for his sins? In true contrition and humiliation of heart is begotten the hope of pardon. The troubled conscience is reconciled. Lost grace is recovered. A man is preserved from the wrath to come, and God and the penitent soul hasten to meet each other with a holy kiss. Luke 15, verse 20. The humble contrition of sinners is an acceptable sacrifice unto thee, O Lord, sending forth a smell sweeter far in thy sight than the incense. This also is that pleasant ointment which thou wouldst have poured upon thy sacred feet, for a broken and contrite heart thou hast never despised. Psalm 51, verse 17. There is the place of refuge from the wrathful countenance of the enemy. There is amended and washed away whatsoever evil hath elsewhere been contracted.